Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, TASS of Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive, positively getting the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the road. I don't know when. I don't have a date yet, but when I get one, I get like a dozen. So there'll be plenty in October and into November. I'm just getting back from the road, getting back from Yacht Rock, trying to figure out the mess that the Ravens put themselves in on Monday night. And I will be doing purple therapy all week long. And I'll get the Cocos. I'll get the Costas. I got to get over to State Fair soon because I haven't been there for the chicken and waffles in a while. We're going to do the Raven Scratch Offs. And it's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery as well as our friends at Liberty Pure Solutions. This guy sponsors what we do here on behalf of the American Dream. And I had my own American Dream and I checked off bucket list things last week. Traveling, as you know, it speaks to the Mark Twain and the Jack Kerouac and the Hunter S. Thompson in my soul. I did not see the Northern Lights in Iceland like you, or go castle hunting in the Isle of Man or anything like that. But I did see Catalina Island from Huntington Beach. So Leonard Raskin is here. He does the American Dream. He does financial things and make sure your money is well taken care of. You can find him at Raskin Global. And at some point, first off, Shana Tova, Happy New Year.
Thank you, sir.
It's not real happy when you were purple therapying here in the aftermath
black.
Of all
you
of this.
You got to wear black. You got to be in mourning for a moment.
I thought you wore black because they wore black on Monday night, no?
No. Black because, you know, you got to mourn a terrible, terrible loss. A terrible game, a terrible loss. A sloppy game. A really sloppy, ugly game. I'm concerned about a lot of things. You know, you and I talked before the season started. We said at the end of game four, what would be acceptable? We said 2-2. Did not think that they would have to beat the Chiefs to get there, but that's what's going to have to happen. They're going to have to beat Kansas City at home, who, like us, don't look like themselves in the first 3 weeks. Let's face it, shot themselves in the foot in Buffalo. Beat the Fighting Flaccos, they should have. Came up empty on Monday Night Football against Detroit. I don't know the last time. You probably know it exactly. Lamar was sacked 7 times in a game. I don't know what the heck happened
I think,
there.
See, the more interesting thing to me are the 295-plus yard drives.
Oh, absolutely.
Defensively,
was horrible.
And
horrible.
What happens when you lose a stalwart center defensive piece?
Yes.
There's a reason he's a $25 million football player, right?
Absolutely.
And you find this
and
out.
No pressure on the quarterback. Not a single sack. Barely pressure. You know, just ugly defensive football. They started on the 1.5 yard line, 98 yard drive, 11 minutes. On the field, can't get off on any third down.
18 plays in a row. When that happens to your defense,
it was dink and dunk and dunk and dink.
It's demoralizing to give up 18 straight plays
and
watch yourself. Yeah. And look up at the clock and realize we've done the worst thing we can do, taking the ball out of Lamar's hands.
That's right.
And then, the three and out problems that the Ravens have had, let alone the Derrick Henry fumbles.
Right. Well, he's fumbled in all three games. I don't know what's going on there. It's not like him. He doesn't do that. But it is like him because he's done that. So what did...
Nobody loves Derrick Henry more than me.
Yeah, he's phenomenal.
I have a Derrick Henry jersey in my closet
I
here.
I get it. I do too. You have an old one, a real one.
Look out, football.
Authentic.
Here we come. Houston Oilers. It's almost my Houston Oiler blue.
There we go.
This
there
is more
go.
Periwinkle, though.
Right.
Raskin Global.
So it was just... It was tragic watching. It was just horrible. They could not stop the ball. And like I said, no pressure on Goff. Couldn't stop the run up the middle, as you said. Obviously, Madubuike worth every penny they paid him, but he's got to be out there. He's not. He's got apparently something significant.
Yes, and so that's, you've caught on to that as well, right? Like,
yeah,
the broadcast didn't bring that up. Luke
no.
and I, well, you know, so Leonard Raskin is here from Raskin Global, and let me just interject this because I haven't talked at all about my trip. People have been asking me about it when I was out. I went to Yacht Rock, or it was like Hollywood, you know. So I'm a little bit more low key about my travel these days in a general sense. And people say, you know, my wife obviously spends a lot of time with her family. My wife has family. I don't. Right. So my wife, like all of my relatives are dead for the most part. My son, by the way, turned 41 on Monday. He's alive. So my son is 41. So, my wife spends a lot of time with her family because she should, and her parents are alive, and like she goes and does that. And I watch the cat, and that's where we are in our life, right? But so we decided, and I had put this trip together to go out to LA, and it had baseball involved in it. It had football involved because I wound up on the Chargers campus in El Segundo texting with
Phenomenal
Joe
banding,
Ortiz.
phenomenal banding
Yeah. So,
at the bowl.
well, what happened was when cheap flights happen, I get the and I look for like soft spots where things can happen. I have had in the last 3 years three different flights to LA booked to go to the Hollywood Bowl, and I bailed on them. I was going to go see Willie Nelson and Sheryl Crow and Bob Dylan, bailed. I was going to go see, gosh, I don't remember who it was to Sheryl Crow. There were some shows I was going to go to. There was a Quincy Jones tribute last year that I like. I thought Quincy Jones at the Hollywood Bowl. Like I didn't go. I had a flight. I canceled it. And it doesn't cost any. I mean, at least in the old Southwest Airlines days, you could just move things
Just
around,
switch
have
it.
points,
Switch
right?
it.
And here's a few caveats. And this speaks to me being old, Leonard. And we'll get back to the crappy football game. We'll do all that. But this speaks to me being a guy who went to every game in Kansas City, every game. I drove my wife past Memorial Coliseum. I said I saw Lamar put a 50 pack on the Rams in those mustard uniforms that night there. And we drove past Carson, took her down to the King's Hawaiian Bakery in like a legitimate, it's like a Denny's diner with mocha in Hawaiian food. But like this amazing bakery that looks a little like Herman's. But it's very humble. And it's 2 miles from the Carson JUCO football soccer stadium they played in that 1 year out there, right? So I have these memories from football trips and all of this stuff, but I've never been to the Hollywood Bowl and I've canceled several trips. So booking this trip did not mean I was going to do it. I held it. It was in September. It was like a $99 silly flight,
There
right?
you go.
You're my financial advisor. You know what a cheapskate I am. Tell everybody what a
Absolutely.
cheap ass I am about traveling and stuff.
You frugal it.
I
You
am a
frugal it.
frugal MF-er. I just am. I just thank God for that. It's the only reason we even have any money. So I decided to hold this flight. And I have a companion pass, and my wife hasn't even been my companion. Luke's been my companion when we go to Toronto and whatever. I haven't been on
Right,
a plane,
sure.
right? And in the old days, one of the things that really offended Chad Steele was that my wife was our assistant. Well, she flew free. It was,
Right. Sure.
like, but when you have a $1 billion corporation that thinks you just throw people in and out and treat people like garbage, like the Ravens have and do, I like my wife was always a significant part of our coverage
Right.
on getting sound out of the locker room. That's why John Harbaugh would always say hello to her in post games because
Sure.
she's running locker room. I'm running locker room while she was getting the podium sound, right? So anyway, as a general traveling thing, I feel like I've been everywhere and done everything, right? Like
Sure.
you handle my money, and I don't say to you, I'm saving up for Africa or that Antarctic admission or Wimbledon. These things that used to be on my list that. If I don't get there, like the Taj Mahal, I feel like it's going to give me dysentery to go eat the food in that part of the world. So I don't think I can do. I just don't think I can handle. I don't think my stomach handles third world countries well with water in a general sense. That's been my experience with third world countries. But that being said, LA, not a third world country,
Nope,
by the way.
not.
And I love LA when I love it. And I love things about LA. My wife's never really spent time in LA. So last week, last minute, I'm like, I think I'm going to do this trip because Joe Perry Project was opening for The Who.
Sounds oh, what a
The
show.
Now here's old
Show.
guy travel advice for
Right.
anybody who you handle money for. Everything for me is now weather related. So I'm not going to do a baseball game in the rain.
Nope.
I'm not going to do a concert at the Hollywood Bowl if it's 58 degrees and I have to wear a poncho. Just not the experience I'm looking for at the Hollywood Bowl, right? So the Hollywood Bowl was this legendary place. It was built
Yes.
150 years ago into a cliff. No one really told me how amazing it is. I've seen a lot of things. I've been a lot of places.
Sure.
My advice to you and to everyone in my audience is, If you like music and you like concerts and you like a night out at Merriweather and you're going to the beach this weekend to see this thing on the beach, which isn't my preferred method of seeing concerts, and I pointed that out to Tom Perlazzo as they invited me down to Ocean City this weekend. I like that intimacy. The Hollywood Bowl is not intimate. It's gigantic and it's
Right.
vast. But it feels intimate. The way it's built and how much money was spent, how nice it is. It's sort of like Dodger Stadium's really nice, but
Yep.
feels like 1952. The Hollywood Bowl, you feel like it could be 1948 and you're there picnicking. Like it's like Saratoga Racetrack.
There you
It's
go.
just beautiful. So we went, we had a perfect night. Slash showed up 3 songs in
I saw that.
to play Mama Kin with Joe Perry, Chris Robinson, remnants of Stone Temple Pilots, and Brad Whitford from Aerosmith. And then they were going to wrap the set up. And I'm, Leonard, I can't begin to tell you how much joy music brings to me. And this is why I'm
Yeah.
talking about it, because I can talk about Matt. I've done 3 hours on Matabike and
Yeah.
Lamar and all that. We'll get back to that. But I love music so much, and it fills my soul. And the possibility of Lamar making a play that you've never seen before, or seeing a no-hitter, the possibility that my wife and I would wait my whole life to go to the Hollywood Bowl, she would decide completely last minute, like,
Let's go.
all right, I'll go. No, it was more of an, all right, I'll go. We haven't been
Right.
anywhere. We have a
Right.
companion pass. You're going to lose it at the end of the year. I don't love LA, but this sounds like it might be interesting. We could spend time together. Let's go. Weather will be nice. Let's
Right,
go.
sure.
She decided to go on like Monday.
Yep.
We left Wednesday.
Got it.
She decided to designate drive so I could just like navigate, because I navigate, she drives. I took her to all these places she's never been. Huntington Beach. We walked the pier. We did all of this stuff that I didn't put on the internet. But the Hollywood Bowl, the minute that they did chip away at the stone, Aerosmith started going into the deep. I'm like, awesome. Then Steven Tyler walks out.
Right. What are they doing? Hanging out backstage?
I
Just
can't
wait.
begin to tell you what a fan of
Just.
Aerosmith my wife is, because she's
Oh,
from New Hampshire
man.
and they're from New Hampshire, and
Right.
Sunapee and Lake Winnipesaukee, and like all they all talk like
Loving it.
that, and Joe Perry talks like that. So my wife freaks. Steven Tyler's doing Walk This Way, Walk This Way. And then the train kept rolling all night long. And then the Who comes out, plays 19 songs. We went to Dodger Stadium. Clayton Kershaw retired. I
Yes.
saw Ohtani strike out and hit a double play. And then we went to the Chargers campus. We went to Phoenix, went to the Celebrity Theater, which is like the Painters Mill Theater. The Meatloaf thing was fantastic. We had a beautiful breakfast. We rode in a driverless car.
Oh my
And
God.
this is the American dream, Leonard.
There we
I did
go.
that
There we go.
instead of going down to the stadium on Monday night. You didn't go, right? It's a
I
holiday
did
for you,
not.
right?
Correct. Correct.
You don't miss Ravens games ever, right?
No, no,
Is it
no.
weird for you watching the Ravens at home on TV?
It was weird. But it was, I was, my son told me that's why they lost.
I didn't miss a game. I didn't
Because
miss a
we weren't
Ravens
there.
game for 27 years,
I
home
get
or
it.
away.
I
So
get it.
I'm getting used to it on TV now, though.
Right.
I'm just sort of like, I'm everything Chad Steele ever wanted. I'm gone.
That's
I'm no,
it.
nobody listens anymore.
That's
We've had a
it.
million viewers in the last 90 days,
Right.
but nobody listens, at all.
But everybody
So,
talks.
but no, yeah. I would just say, for me, watching this on the outside, seeing the city get worked up for it, having been at Dodger Stadium Thursday, having moved around, I went to Yacht Rock on Sunday night. I was downtown. I saw Yankees fans everywhere. Pickle Festival, downtown was packed, all
Yep.
of
Yep.
that. It disappoints me tragically to hear Let's Go Lions chants in our stadium. It
It
disappoints
was,
me to hear that somebody was wearing Honolulu blue in my
yeah,
seat, sex,
there were a
section
lot of Lion
513.
fans out there. So
They
Detroit
kept the prices high.
obviously travels well, you know? So what are you going to do?
Well, where are you on the framework of the bigger picture of your vision of what 1 and 2 Kansas City, the fact that Derrick Henry's confidence, they can't run the ball, they haven't run the ball, they can't stop the run, they can't rush the passer, and they've been okay in coverage when they've been okay, but they don't take the ball away and they don't pressure quarterbacks. They've got.
Gonna be a tough Kansas City trip.
Yeah.
My thing is it's a must win. It's a must win for both teams. Let's face it, both teams, like last night, both teams Monday night were 1-1. Had to win. You lose at home to Detroit. You go to Kansas City, both teams 1-2. Kansas City coming off of their first win. Ravens coming off of their second bad loss. You got to beat Kansas City. We said before the season, 2-2 would be okay after four, because it's a tough four games. Even though everybody thinks the Browns are a pushover, that defense is strong, really strong. And you come out 2-2 after the Chiefs, in Kansas City. That to me would be a big win. It would be a really big win. 1-3 would not look good after the first quarter of the season. Not good.
I think the biggest concern on the Matt Ibike thing, and like you said, the Ravens have significant concerns.
Yeah. It's more than a sore neck.
It's just replacing pivotal players, whomever they are. And I think of him more as a Haloti Ngata of
Yeah,
this particular group. And,
right.
the way they've wanted to play three technique and five technique at different points and 3-4 and 4-3 and hybrid defenses, and what Haloti Ngata represented at that time,
Yeah.
and what a defensive tackle is, and what a pass rushing defensive tackle, how disruptive that can be
And
with
I don't
mobile
know.
quarterbacks who get off the ball a little bit.
Also, I don't know who was even up the middle. I mean,
Well, Travis Jones is now hurt. Marlon Humphrey is now gimpy.
Right.
I
But the
mean,
run, they were running right up the
they
middle.
had Brent Urban in. I mean,
It they just couldn't stop them.
it was an ensemble that
They
you
couldn't stop
need.
them.
Look, the rest of your ensemble doesn't make $25 million. You have one guy that
Together.
does, and when
That's
he's
right.
not in there,
It's noticeable.
it should be noticeable.
Absolutely. If not, you're paying him way too
Now, but
much.
all that being said, that's when the next guy steps up, and that's not
And the
happening.
next guy
It
didn't step
certainly
up.
affected Roquan Smith as well. And by the way, Luke did the math on this today. I think there were
Yeah.
20 missed tackles. I mean,
That's what they said. 20.
like missed
20.
tackles.
And everybody, I heard people after the game, I saw people complaining about the, what is it, fourth down and two when they threw for the like 30-yard pass.
Yeah.
If that isn't a perfect pass, you got Humphrey for holding. It's a first down. Who cares? shoot themselves in the foot, not play good, strong defense. I'll tell you what, whoever's calling the offensive plays for the Lions, man, there's some creativity in that room. The
I
goal
thought that they
line
were out coached. I felt that way.
play,
The
the
double
goal
pitch
line
at the goal line,
double
yeah.
option was, I'm watching. I said that was an amazing play call. That was beautiful. I'm
And the
sorry.
balls to go fourth and three and throw
Yeah,
it, just
yeah.
in a general sense,
They
they had
call
chutzpah.
they yeah, they call a phenomenal offensive football game. And somebody out there has got the book on trying to shut down the Ravens' run. And last night, or they did, and here's what happened. They got Derek from behind again. They got Lamar from behind. He didn't fumble. Sacked seven times. They weren't missing tackles except that one Derrick Henry run in the first quarter. And then I don't know. And as you said, I don't know if I'm sure, look, he's a professional. You say his confidence is busted. He certainly didn't look good going to the bench after the fumble. That was a terrible, not display, because completely understand his emotion, his feeling about that. But you got to overcome that.
I thought there was a calm about the Lions from the minute they walked in. And I even said this, and you'll appreciate this, having watched Flacco play sitting on the couch Sunday. He reminded me of Joe Cool. He
Yeah.
came in, he didn't hear the crowd, he didn't know what was up. I mean, he's heard all of that. You guys are good at home in your own track, inside of your little dome there in downtown Detroit. You run
They
everybody
won.
out of that place. You can't do it on the road. You're not going to do it on the
They
road. You
won
won't be able
every
to do it.
road game
You can't
last
do it in
year.
Green Bay, right?
They won every road game last year. I mean, that's the thing. They crushed last year on the road. And so I don't know why anybody thought they would come in and be bothered. It was going to be a tough game. It should have been a tougher game for them on the defensive side. We also went four and out from the one. That's kind of discouraging the first time down there.
Yeah, I'm trying to find anything encouraging from the game. Mark Andrews caught some balls, got involved again.
Andrews
But
looked
Zay
good. He looked
Flowers,
fired up.
Bateman was involved as well.
Yep,
So
yep,
I'll throw that in.
yep. I
Wiggins
saw
made a
somebody
couple of
say
plays, right?
after the game that Lamar can't throw. And I'm thinking, okay, you
Oh,
just
jeez.
clearly have no idea what you're talking about. Now, whether Orr can coach, that's another story. The defense has been eaten up.
Well, that being said, you can scheme it all you want, but there are holes.
You
Guys are
20
losing
missed
individual
20
battles. When
missed
they put the tape
tackles.
on, they're going to see this poor performance,
Yeah.
not just losing battles. It's not about alignment, assignment, technique, whatever. They're just, you're getting beaten at the point of attack across the board
Yep.
and playing a defense that, when you do not have pressure on the quarterback,
Yeah.
and that's why I say you look like Joe Flacco, because it just
Yeah, he
clean
just had
pocket all
he
night
had plenty of
long,
time to do whatever he
patting the
wanted.
ball, waiting for
Do
breaks,
whatever he
looking at
wanted.
seams, knowing where the seams are going to be, 10 years into the league, reading the
Yep.
defense, no chance of getting blitzed, nobody can get to him.
Well,
He's
the
got
game
his
was
outlets,
built.
he knows what his hots are, he's got a tight end, he's got two very capable running backs, he's got a wide receiver that stones out
A
fourth and three,
couple,
can
a
get off the
few.
line, get held, and still catch the ball,
He's got a
and go into the
few,
Pro Bowl.
man. There's no doubt. They have weapons everywhere.
But we're not going to see them again unless we
Super
get to
Bowl.
Santa Clara, right?
Right. Well, the fact is, people were billing last night as a Super Bowl preview. One team certainly looked worthy of the Super Bowl.
Dude, the Ravens are 1-2. I don't want to talk about the Super Bowl. I want to talk about Kansas City at this point, right?
I'm with you 100%. It's a must win, as we said. Must win game.
Larry Raskin is here. He is Raskin Global. He handles money professionally, of course. Kind of like, Lamar handles the football. I mean, Lamar had a good passing day and like all of that. Tell me what you do with money. Give me a little money primer here as we the leaves change. We got a new season, right? It's now,
We do.
don't tell anybody, but it's pumpkin season.
It is.
It
It's
is pumpkin
finally
spice.
arrived. Fall is in the air, and that freshness says for me a couple things going into the last quarter of the year. It says number one, as always, check your beneficiary designations on every account that you have because things get amiss and you want to make sure they're right. IRAs, 401ks, life insurance policies, all those things. Make sure it's coordinated with what your wills say and who the people are that you care to leave your money to. And a lot of that comes up this time of year, Ness, in open enrollment at work. If you're with a big company or small company, you generally re-enroll in your benefits this time of year. So one of the things we want to make sure is that everybody is protected properly because you can work to create all the wealth you want. To do all the things in your life that you want. And sadly, one mishap, whether that's a car accident, fire at your home, a sickness, a disability, a premature death, life's best laid plans go away. It's kind of what you said about the Ravens. We can scheme it, we can put the people in the right place, we can do everything just right. And one gap, one hole in that defense, and the offensive plan completely falls apart. So we want to make sure everything about open enrollment, you're taking advantage of your benefits properly. If you want to have somebody review your elections and make sure that you're doing the right thing, you can give us a call. You can find us info at Raskin Global. You can find us raskinglobal.com. Schedule an appointment, schedule a quick call. We're happy to help you review a benefits. You have a question about should I take this or take that? We're happy to help people answer benefits questions. And then the last thing would be we're coming into that last quarter. Review your taxes. Make sure that you're prepared for year end. You've either withheld enough, paid in estimates enough. Make sure the government doesn't fine you. And more importantly, one of the things we say all the time, don't tip the IRS. We have this whole new thing in our culture, this tipping culture. You go to a store, you go to a restaurant. You go to a carryout, they turn the thing around, they want you to give them a tip. Everybody wants a tip for doing nothing. Some people deserve a tip for doing something. The IRS does not deserve a tip for doing anything. And too many people pay way too much in taxes, have not done any planning to avoid those taxes. You can't do a lot to avoid the taxes after January the 1st. You want to do things in this last quarter to make sure you save maximum tax. I've had people, Ness, contact me. They say, thinking about moving out of Maryland. I say, why is that? Well, the taxes are so high. I'm sick of paying Maryland's high taxes. And I say to them, are you going to move out of the country? And they say, no, why? Well, your federal taxes are a lot higher than your Maryland taxes. Why don't we find a way to eliminate federal tax, and then the Maryland tax won't matter as much? Or eliminate as much of the Maryland tax that you pay by reducing your federal tax burden.
Or come up with a plan to say next 5 years I'm going to get something in Delaware, or
Yeah,
I'm going
but
to do whatever it's going to be.
even
I'm
still,
57. I'm thinking that way. I'm
if I
thinking
can
like
save federal tax, but here's my point.
I'd
Let's
like to
say,
think I'm going to retire and live and die in Maryland, but I don't
yeah, but
know
let's say
that for
for
sure.
instance, let's
Certainly,
say
been
for
enough guys like
instance,
you leaning on me to not do that.
nice round number. Let's make it a nice round number. Maryland's income tax is 10%. All right, let's say it's simple. I make 200,000 a year. My tax is 10% in Maryland. I owe 20 grand. I'm angry. I want to move to another state. My federal taxes are 40 grand. Okay? If my federal tax is 40 and my state tax is 10, I got a $50,000 hit. Well, what if I can make my federal tax 30 or 20? Well, then the 10 just, isn't so terrible, and I can live where I want to live and have the life I want in Maryland
Or think it through for another year.
as long as I can reduce my federal tax. And God knows the federal tax code is a massive volume of paper. And what's interesting about that code, very little of the tax code talks about what you have to declare as income. All the rest of the tax code is how to avoid tax. You just have to learn how to use that code to your favor. And people don't. So they just end up paying what they pay without any planning or forethought. This is the final quarter of the year. There are lots of strategies you can implement to reduce the tax. Take advantage of those. It's legal, it's ethical, it's moral. By law, you only have to pay that which you have to pay. And if you can use the code to your advantage to reduce the tax you have to pay, you should do that.
Advice from Leonard Raskin, as always. He is Raskin Global. You can find him out on the front of Baltimore Positive or raskinglobal.com. Be happy to help you out. You'll have some webinars. We're back. Kids are back at school. We're getting
Yes.
settled again. Any thoughts about Kansas City this weekend? I mean,
It's gonna be tough. It's gonna be
yeah,
tough,
this is as tough a circumstance as they've been in
in a
John's
while.
tenure, certainly
Yes.
during the Lamar era, to
Absolutely,
say,
I would
what
agree.
are you? And
The first
how can the defense get better? Because this isn't about Lamar so much.
No, look, if we're in the ponies, right? We're at Pimlico, which is now dust, I believe. It's all dirt.
It's gonna be weird to drive by there,
It is
right?
really weird. But if that's the case, then look, the track announcer says at the quarter pole, Secretariat is ahead by, and then at the end, 20 lengths. So here we are. Here we are.
Well, that feels more like the Buffalo Bills are going to be secretary based on the schedule that they have. And
Right. But we're at the quarter pole after the Chiefs, and we've got to be 2-2. If we're not 2-2, I dare say the season will look more Oriole-ish than Ravenish.
well, I watched the all the post game, and everybody's saying the same thing. It's like they don't look like a championship team, right? I mean, they just don't. Not in
I would be
the
angry.
way they run the ball, not in the way they stop the run, not in the way they rush the
How
passer.
can you not be angry? I saw no fire. No fire.
Oh, I
Is
don't
it?
know about that. I mean, Derrick Henry was plenty pissed. Lamar was plenty pissed.
Yeah, but maybe Lamar's just casual about it. Maybe he's just the way he says things and is. I wanted some pound the table. We blew it. We were
Believe
bad.
me, these are not guys that are happy about being one and two
Oh,
there.
I'm sure of that. I've been, we've talked about that. I have not been in the locker room post
Now we
football.
can talk about, and
But
I
these
will
are
talk about, and I
super
will write about
competitive.
where the heart of the champion really lies in regard to any of these guys and the things that I've seen as a prick media observer for 40 years, the jerk on
Yeah.
the radio that they have to throw out
Hey.
that's not allowed to ask questions, as well as the a-hole Barstool fan guy yelling, fire the coach, bench the quarterback, or the racist fan that's yelling for the white quarterback instead. I've heard
That's,
all of these
yeah,
arguments through
stupid.
all of these years.
Yep.
At the end of the day, I'm witnessing what the level of expectation is
Yes.
and what the level of productivity is
Look.
for, let's go, Lamar, Ronnie Stanley,
Yep.
Marlon Humphrey,
Yep.
Roquan Smith, all the guys that have been, not Roquan, but the Mark
Star.
Andrews, the
Yep.
guys that have been here for the body of work,
Yes.
the 3-5 that Lamar lives with the postseason record and
Yes,
all
yes.
that. And hey, man,
This
this
look,
is the group. This
we
is the group.
preseason, we preseason said, just like the last 2 years, Super Bowl or bust. That's the expectations for this team. When the expectations, look, in Cleveland, the expectations are not Super Bowl or bust. In Baltimore, the expectations are Super Bowl or bust. And when you're 1-2 and not looking good in the two and going into Kansas City, Super Bowl or bust looks like a far off thing. Come home 2-2 after Kansas City, and at least you can breathe.
Well, it's a week for breathing here, a little less easily. This is why I don't bet on this stuff. Leonard
I
Raskin is
never,
here. He
never.
takes care of your money. No, that doesn't bet on your money, but I do give out lottery tickets on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour,
Yeah, I'll take them
presented
for
by the Maryland
free.
Lottery. Yeah, well, hey, it's here, you know. I do worry about it. Look, I did a huge segment. You want to listen to a great segment that Will Hinman was on, and he represents the state on the 1-800 Gambler. He's
Okay.
one of the counselors.
Wow.
He cl lost his whole life, lost everything
Oh,
in his
man.
life,
Oh.
and he did an hour with me
That's
2 weeks
terrible.
ago. Please go
Terrible.
listen. He now, coaches. He
Yeah.
is literally the guy that they're trying to help people because I know people are having this problem, and I know you're concerned about it. I'm concerned about it.
Absolutely.
So we throw it out there. All that being said, I will be giving out Maryland Lottery scratch-offs in a couple of weeks. We're going to be doing the Crab Cake Tour, getting back out on the road, doing what we do. I am not going to be in Kansas City having barbecue this week because I
No.
was in Glendale, California, having delicious Korean desserts over the weekend, as well as in Phoenix eating delicious pancakes at Snooze AM. And the driverless car, I know you want to know more about that, right?
That looked crazy. I don't know that I'm ready for that yet.
So they don't go on the highway, so they're a little slower, but they're
Right?
really. I thought it would be like a limo. I thought it'd be like an Uber Black, where like it would be a $25 ride no matter where you went.
No.
It's budget.
Right.
It was ch it's cheaper
Well,
to
they don't
take
need a
the
driver.
driverless car. Clean, safe, easy. And I'll leave you with this. I'll leave you with this. We're going along in a driverless car, and we were going to and write these places down. When I don't say these by accident. Carolinas, it's spelled like
Yeah.
Carolinas. This is Tex-Mex right near Sky Harbor.
Right.
It's a barrio Mexican place where the mamacitas make the corn tortillas in the back.
Yep.
It is very humble. It's 150 degrees in there. You'll think you're in the Sonoran Desert. But the best chicken tacos, the best, I mean, just phenomenal. We get in the to go over there, and we're by the airport. There's nobody like around, and a car pulled out to stunt our car because it has the so to make
Yeah,
it move.
right.
And we were in the car and watched the guy sort of goof with us to pull out because you could see it's an
Right,
un there's no
right.
driver. He was just trying to juke my car to
Oh,
make it move,
jeez.
and he well. I was in it 5 minutes and this happened
Right.
because somebody's trying to be a jerk to the driverless car to see what it does.
Yep.
If you
No
ran your
worries.
dog in front of the car, it would stop. It wouldn't hit the
Right,
dog.
right.
It wouldn't hit the dog.
It's
So,
crazy.
and it's very conscientious. So I said to my wife, we had the worst Uber ride of our lives in Phoenix. We had a really, really smelly human when we were in Phoenix, like years, 7, 8 years ago, Super
Yep.
Bowl,
Oh,
like
okay, go ahead.
16, 17, long
Yep.
time ago.
Yep.
And so on this ride, we mentioned that we had had the smelly driver. And so we get in with the driverless car, and I'm like, what do we have to be afraid of? This thing's never going to make the wrong decision. It's
Right.
going to make the right decision.
One would assume.
So it was delightful. We did it three times.
That's oh, very cool. So
No, we did it three. We
you didn't just do
liked
it
it.
once, you
We would
went
do it
back
over and
for
over again.
more.
Now, here's the thing. If we did it in Baltimore at
Yeah.
your house, it would not take you, it would take you down Delaney Valley Road.
Right.
But if you were going to, let's say, I went to Soundstage to see Yacht Rock the other night. If
Sure.
we had gotten that, it would take Perrin Parkway
Yeah.
or York Road,
Yeah,
and
not
it
the
wouldn't care.
highway.
And here's the other thing. I'm going to leave you with this because you're one of those county guys that votes the other way and crime, and you watch all that Fox News. Who would screw with this car? Like, even if it's a $100,000 Jaguar and
Right.
it's going through the worst part of the worst city in
Right,
America,
right.
it's got cameras
Everywhere.
everywhere on
Yeah,
it.
sure.
Who would? That's all I'm saying. Like, it seems to be the last thing you'd want to carjack. I'm just saying. So I felt really safe in it. I'm just
It's
saying. I said,
awesome.
yeah.
No, it's awesome.
Leonard
Safe
Raskin is
enough to
here.
do it two more times.
He takes care of my money. Listen,
Good
when
for
I pull up
you.
to Waymo, I saw my Uber expense. I did took some Ubers on the trip.
Right?
My Ubers were 12, 15, 18 bucks.
Yep.
This Waymo was six, eight, and $10.
Beautiful. I
It
love it.
was less to
I
take the
love it.
Waymo.
I've got to try it. I got to try it. I'll give it a shot.
What I said to Jen is we'll take a really short one because I figured it
Yeah.
would be really
Right.
expensive to do
Right.
and see if we're freaked out. We took it up to Scottsdale, $18 ride. It took all the back roads. It took us through the zoo. It
Beautiful.
took us in a way that I had never been
Of
before in
course.
Arizona. And it saved me $12 and I didn't have to tip the driver.
How
I'm just
good is
saying.
that?
I'm
How
just
good is
saying.
that?
But if I tried anything funny with my wife in the back seat, there was a camera watching. So
Oh.
Leonard Raskin, he is Raskin Global. I'm Nestor. We're Baltimore Positive. Stay with us. We're trying to have fun, even though the football team sucks right now.